Recently, a major publication or a few major publications have reported the Trump administration is considering eliminating the National Endowment for the Arts. Mm-hmm. And what would happen to the arts in Delaware if, say, that happened?
Well, let's be clear in where we are in terms of the elimination of the National Endowment for the Arts. It's too early in the game to consider that like something is going to happen for sure. There's a lot of... It's too early in the game. So there are a few steps that are going to happen prior to that. The new administration is expected to have a budget proposal by the end of February. But then the continuing resolution happens until April 28th. So there's a lot that needs to happen. In other words, what he proposes or his administration proposes needs to go to the legislative branch, and then things might happen then. In between, there's the National Arts Advocacy Day happening, as you know, on March 20 and 21st, where Americans for the Arts and all the allies, including Delaware Arts Alliance, convene in Washington, D.C. to make the case for the arts very clear. The Delaware Division of the Arts received funding from two different sources. One is the General Assembly that, rounding numbers, provides 80% of the money that goes to the Delaware Division of the Arts, a close ally of the Delaware Arts Alliance, part of the Department of State, so they cannot advocate for themselves, but that's the reason for DAA to exist, to help unify the sector from that perspective. So that the General Assembly provides 80%, and then 20% comes from federal resources, equaling the National Endowment for the Arts. So the potential impact specifically for Delaware might affect that 20%. So it's important to be mindful about this and begin galvanizing the troops and informing people where we are. We might need to have advocacy activities, importantly, to prevent this from happening. But again, at this point, it's too early in the game. It's important to keep that in mind because some people might be alarming about this. This is just news that were leaked to the Hill, a newspaper in the Washington, D.C. area, about staffers commenting about the possibility of doing that. It was picked up also by an article editorial page in the Wall Street Journal. Again, it's an editorial page. It's the opinion of somebody. And I believe that also the New York Times. Again, so those are comments. Nothing has happened yet and might not happen, but it could well happen. So there's impact for Delaware, as I said, in the 20% that goes to the Delaware Division of the Arts that forms the state arts budget.
So it is something that was leaked from staffers. It's not something that the president has gone out and said.
Nothing.
And there's nothing concrete to, well, basically they're just rumors as of now.
In essence, yes. But it's important to keep an eye on these kind of things. But it might signal something happening or considering or taking into consideration for the new administration. Now, again, it's too early in the game, but let's keep an eye on that and monitoring the situation.
So let's say the administration goes to the extreme and they decide to try and eliminate the National Endowment for the Arts, and it goes through the legislative branch and it is effectively eliminated. What would that look like for the state of Delaware?
Well, as I said, the direct impact is the stopping of the 20% of the money that comes to the Delaware Division of the Arts, which is important because, as you know, it's money that that many organizations depend on, grantees that receive money directly from the Delaware Division of the Arts, but also art institutions that depend on the money that is provided by the Delaware Division of the Arts. So this is not to be taken lightly if that happens, because there are many organizations that could be affected. In fact, just to give you an idea of the many things that happen throughout or by virtue of the money given by the National Endowment for the Arts. It goes together with the 80% of the General Assembly. But those funds, among other things, for instance, help Reading arts activities for preschoolers, arts therapy for adults after school arts programs, community development programs, arts education programs. So it's a variety of activities that might be negatively impacted if things happen. So it's not to be taken lightly.
And has the DAA and the DDOA, the Delaware Division of the Arts, and other arts stakeholders within the state, have they gotten together to discuss what might happen, what they would do in case of the extreme option?
Right. We began having conversations. As you know, Delaware is very fortunate to have Delaware Division of the Arts that relates very nicely and solidly with arts advocacy, like in this case, the Delaware Arts Alliance. So we began having discussions. Nothing has been defined yet, because again, it's too early in the game. It's important to always have Plan B. So we began having discussions, but nothing has been materialized yet. We might have a plan if things happen. There are options that we can consider, but we'll share that at a more pertinent time. Right now, we don't have anything concrete to share at this time.
President Donald Trump is not the only new administration.
Right.
We also have Governor John Carney, who was just elected, and it has been said that he's going to carry the mantle of his predecessor. He's going to carry the mantle of Jack Markell and be a fighter for the arts. Mm-hmm. You were a member of his transition team.
Yes.
And what does Governor Carney think? What does this administration think of the arts, and how are they going to propel the arts in the future?
Well, I cannot speak for his administration. What I can say is that the arts were considered in a more pragmatic way. He certainly is an arts believer, and just to make a point about that, probably you were there, his inaugural activities included two arts events, one in Sussex County, to be specific, at Clear Space, and the other one here in Wilmington. With that, it signals the importance of the arts in this administration. Now, his approach to the arts, at least what was discussed, again, I cannot speak for his administration, is more of tools of retention and recruitment, in the sense that the arts can provide, and we know it does, quality of life, not only for Delawareans, but for those individuals that consider Delaware a point of destination. So it was more related in terms of economic development and how the arts can play a pivotal role in attracting individuals that are considering Delaware, again, as a point of destination, but also providing reasons for people living in Delaware to keep living in Delaware, simply because this is a place that offers that quality of life.
The DAA touts the arts as an economic driver in the state.
Right.
It's a top 10 employer, right?
Correct. Correct. I'm glad that you did your homework, because indeed it's, yes, it provides close to 4,000 full-time jobs. It's an industry the size of $142 million. And as you know, provides almost $10 million back to the state's economy. And if you consider the money that is given to the Delaware Division of the Arts, making the story short, it's a 2.5 return on investment, which is a terrific return on investment considering challenging economic times. So this is not to be taken lightly. The arts in Delaware mean business and can help a lot in providing reasons for people to see that there's quality of life.
So as we sit now, there's a little bit of smoke. There's no fire, but the Delaware Division of the Arts and the Delaware Arts Alliance and the state are forming a plan B, or are starting to keep an ear to the ground.
To be exact, we are monitoring the situation, not only internally, but also at the federal level. As you know, the Delaware Arts Alliance works very closely with Americans for the Arts that represent the interest of many states. At the very minimum, the State Arts Action Network represents more than 45 different art alliances across the nation. So we have the knowledge of Americans for the Arts. They live in Washington. They know exactly what's happening at any given time. So we've been in constant contact to keep monitoring the situation. And by the same token, we keep close contact with the Delaware Division of the Arts and arts advocates across the state. So if we need to pivot at any given time, we're going to do that, and we can do that immediately. The good news is that we keep each other posted on moves, and if we need to implement Plan B or C, that is going to happen very fast.